Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello. What is up? What is up? Welcome back to the number one motivational show in the universe. It's Every Day is Saturday, and let's get right into it. I want to share a quote with you that I've been thinking about, pondering. Deep, though. Deep for me. Deep. I use the word ponder not very often. And here it goes. If you're broke because you put food on the table to feed your family, you're not broke to me. Only a strong person would swallow their pride and take any job they can to provide for their family. You know who said that? A man by the name of Muhammad Ali said that. I didn't know he said it, but I saw it online. And if it's on the internet, it must be true, right? But I really believe that sounds like something Ali would say. Love Ali. Gone way too soon. Does that resonate with you? Let me read it again, because I read it rather quickly, and I'm going to tell you about the time that I lived through this, and I'm sure you can appreciate it. And think about it. Maybe you're in this stage right now, just trying to feed your family. Here it is. If you're broke because you're putting food on the table to feed your family, you're not broke to me. Only a strong person would swallow their pride and take any job they can to provide for their family. Now, immediately I go back. That quote took me right back 13 years ago to the summer of 2005, where I left that job and I was making $100,000 a year and had all that, the corner office, everything that anybody could ever want, but I hated it, okay? And I quit, tried to run a Quiznos, ran it into the ground, lost $300,000, had to go back, had a third child on the way that was due in October of that year. Our daughter Paige was born October 5th of 2005, and I had to feed my family. And I didn't feel broke. I mean, I felt broke, but I didn't feel broken. Has there ever been a time in your life, and again, maybe, look, there's three stages of life. You're going into a crisis, you're in the middle of one right now, or you're coming out of one, okay? For me, it seems like I'm always coming out of one. But has there ever been a time in your life where you felt broke financially, but you didn't feel broken? And I don't know, maybe that's a little too woo-woo out there for people, but I really believe there are times when we're broke and we got to go and scrape, put a bunch of stuff on credit cards just to get through that month, and praying to God hard and taking a lot of action, congruent action, a lot of passion, and making it back the next month or in the next 60 days. But you don't feel broken. There's been times where I didn't have two nickels to rub together and I felt empowered, you know? And I know it sounds crazy, man, but that's why I never measure anyone's success by money. I just don't. It has the opposite. When I thought that was the goal in getting started with this entrepreneur game, I used to think, oh man, millionaire, but not everybody throws that word around, millionaire mindset. I mean, hell, even billionaire gets thrown around. Billionaire is like the new millionaire, you know? And of course, we all want to have financial success, but when you see someone who is literally broken, I'm not talking about broke, they're wealthy and they're broken. You know anyone like that? I know a lot of people a lot of people like that. They're jetting all around the world. They're going from event to event. Now, in my business, I'm just talking about people I know, speakers, okay? They're aging like a president. They're FaceTiming their kids all the time. They're not really sitting at the dinner table with them, haven't sat down for dinner with the family. And if they do, it's in a restaurant. Everybody's on their cell phone. We went to dinner. My wife and I went to dinner about a month ago at a local restaurant here, and we were seated. It was, I forget the name of the restaurant, it doesn't even matter, but it was a nice place. And we try to go out now with Susan, recovered, praise God, that our older sisters or her older sisters can watch her. One of them can. I'm going to pay them $10 an hour, though. You know, do you think that's cool? You think you should have to pay your daughter $10 an hour? It's a good way to incentivize them to actually watch her as opposed to, oh, yeah, I'll watch her. Now you're getting paid to watch her, so watch her. Anyway, got off track. And there's a local family sat down, and the husband and wife and the three kids. And the three kids range from, I'm going to say, 17, 15, 13, okay? One boy, two girls, and mom and dad. And the dad does really well financially. He owns his own business, don't know what he does. And the mom stays home, and, you know, she does what she does. So they sat down, and my wife and I were just sipping our red wine and, you know, waiting for the appetizer to come. And this family sat across from us, and nobody said a word. Not one person said a word. They were looking at that 7-inch cell phone screen the entire time. Hell, they might even have been texting each other, you know. But I'm sure the kids were either gaming or on Instagram or Snapchat or whatever. The parents are probably scrolling who knows what, Facebook probably, looking how everybody else is living their life as opposed to, hey, whoa, we've got family time. Let me tell you something. When we go to dinner as a family, never bring out the phones. We'll take a photo for prosperity purposes. Hey, get a photo, guys. Let's mark this day, you know, Father's Day, Mother's Day, or just a regular date out with a family. Let's take a, that's cool. Get a photo of it. You don't got to upload it to Facebook right then and then keep refreshing it to see how many people liked it. Okay, it's kind of weird. But this family sat across from us, and they were wealthy and broken. The family structure was broken. And when I was broke, my family was, that's when we were the strongest. Like, we rallied together, we closed ranks. The simplest of things, going through McDonald's for a dollar cone, became amazing. And look, I am not doing this podcast to, like, make anybody feel good about being broke or not going for your dream. I'm doing it to keep it real, to let you know that so many times as we're in the hunt, there's a lot of fun in hunting down your dream, your goal, whatever that looks like to you. For some of you, it's owning a business, it's getting on stage, it's selling your first product, whatever that looks like to you. It's your Saturday, as we like to call it on this show. You've arrived at your very own Saturday when you look up the clock and you can't believe you got to stop doing what it is that you love to do. That's great. I mean, that's everything. That's everything in life. But the simplest in things while you're in the journey is what you really got to focus on. I mean, I remember going through the drive-thru at McDonald's and just being thankful that I had a dollar bill and I could buy my daughter a comb. And, you know, that was cool at the time. I wouldn't want that to be my everyday life, you know, for example. By the way, I'm capturing everything now. I'm an Instagram story junkie. Please follow me on Instagram, at Everyday is Saturday. That's the brand. I'm firing stories out there left and right and left and right. And it's fun for me. I love the engagement. So many people replying back, direct messaging me on Instagram, and let me know, yes, they listen to the podcast or they check the story. Let me give a little love. Let me just give a little love. I actually have my phone open. And I'm looking at my Instagram feed. And if you're not doing this and you're an online marketer, please get on Instagram and engage with your audience. I try to send a personalized video response back to everybody who sends me a DM. And if that's you, do it. I want you to send me one. Sharon McCann, Scotland, right? She just sent one. Hi, Sam. Just listen to your podcast saying hello. I'm in Scotland. And every day you're moving me forward and giving me the confidence to keep taking little steps towards my goal. God bless you. Thank you. God bless you, Sharon. I replied to you in a video response. Of course, we got Jamar. You got to follow Jamar Fit on Instagram. She's awesome doing all those videos. I don't know the first names, though. So Jamie Lynn gave me a shout out on her Instagram feed. Listen to the podcast. I sent her a video response thanking her. Just a bunch of people. Why do I do that? Again, like I talked about yesterday, just being authentic, because I know what it's like to be broke. I also know what it's like to get started in business. So follow me on Instagram. Make sure we're connected there. Give me a shout, you know, give me a shout out, tag me in your post or send me a DM and I'll reply back to you. Always do. Always. Never one day will I ever take this for granted, the blessings that God has given me with this podcast and this forum to impact people. And guys, I did it all with a podcast. This is it. Like, this is all I've ever done, mainly. I have my website. I have product launches, sales funnels here and there. But I'm not Johnny Marketer. Like, I'm not out there teaching SEO or search engine marketing or social media marketing. I'm just out there teaching authenticity. That's it. Just trying to have fun. Make money, of course. Yeah, I want to make money. I want to make a lot of money, but I want to do it the right way. I want to add a lot of value. And I know this, okay? I know that if I add a lot of value, I'm going to make a lot of money. That those two things always go together. You know what sucks? You know what doesn't feel right? Feels like, you know, like a White Castle burger at 3 in the morning after you've been out all night. You know what that feeling is like in marketing? It's not adding value and making a lot of money because you don't sleep well at night. And I know, you think the person who took you for a lot of money the last time on the internet, some marketer sold you a dream and they didn't fulfill it, and you think, how can you sleep at night? They don't. They don't sleep at night. They tell you that they do. Like, I know they don't. How do I know? Because I know these guys. Okay? I just know they don't sleep well at night. They're restless. They're nervous. They're like being chased by the mafia. They're always looking around over their shoulder. Who's sleeping with one eye open, man? It's wondering, who did they just put the screws to this week? Whose money did they steal? Like that. When you add a lot of value, it's the opposite of having the White Castle burger at 3 in the morning after an all-night bender. It's like sitting down at your favorite restaurant and having your favorite meal and all the food arrives just at the right time and you're with your favorite person on your favorite date and the weather is perfect. That's what it's like adding incredible value and earning a lot of money doing it, okay? And you don't need to be wealthy to do that. You can be broke and adding a lot of value because you know you're priming the pump. Priming the pump. What happens when you prime the pump? Prime the pump. Prime the pump. Eventually the water overflows and that's your wealth and it's happening for you. It might be happening right now, or if not, you got to wait. And I'm sorry, man. That's just the way it is in this game. You got to wait. God's timing is the perfect timing. It ain't your timing. God hears your plans and he laughs. I got a way bigger plan. I mean, your plans are okay. I mean, they're big for you. I have grandiose plans for you. I've got world-changing plans for you. So sit tight. In the right time, you're going to realize way more than you can't even comprehend the blessings that are coming your way. And it has nothing to do with decimal points at the end of your paycheck. It has nothing to do with that. So you may be broke, but you're not broken. And if you are broken right now, your day of reparation and your day that you will be fully repaired and the day that you will stand up again victorious against the enemy and have a wealth of finances, relationships, money. I guess that would be finances, right? Health, all of that. It's coming sooner than later, but it's going to happen at exactly the right time, okay? It's going to happen exactly the right time. When I saw that quote about feeding your family and I thought back to 2005, the minutes felt like hours, the hours felt like days. Like I'm just like, please get me out of this. Oh, geez, please get me. And then 2 years later, I was launching Every Day is Saturday. I mean, 18 months later, I was podcasting and blogging and speaking. And it was just 18 months was all it took. For some people, they spend 18 years in a job and they never realize any satisfaction. Your greatest days haven't even happened yet. You received that message? Can you just hold on to that thought? Hold on to this thought. I'm going to leave it on this, okay? Your greatest days, they haven't even happened yet, okay? So quit worrying about the past. I know you made the stupid mistake. I get it. Look, I make way more than you do. 1,000 times more stupid. I mean, I don't know a word that's bigger than stupid, but if there is one, that's me making mistakes, okay? And there's nothing, no sin that you've committed that can't be forgiven. There's no stupid finance decision that you made that can't be fixed, okay? But you got to let it happen in the right time, all right? Forget this stopwatch you got, man, and thinking that everything's got, oh, it did. I looked, it didn't change. Stop it. Just go add some value. Stop with the worrying, the anxiety, start with the adding value. And I'm telling you, man, your best days are ahead of you. Do you receive that message? If so, let me know. Hit me up on Instagram at Every Day is Saturday. Of course, on Twitter at Sam Crowley. And don't forget our private Facebook group. It's free for you to come on in and share your dreams or just kind of be the creepy stalker in there and lurk around until you're ready to post. However you want to do it, go to everydayisaturday.com/FB, as in Facebook, FB group. everydayisaturday.com/FB group, and let's get connected, all right? And have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.